Friends, welcome to this worship podcast of the First Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, as we gather virtually on this Wednesday, March 18th, in place of our midweek Lenten service for a service of scripture, music, and prayers. I am Audrey Weber, and I'm here with my colleague, Michael Shake. We gather to worship virtually in a time when our whole world works together to ensure that we protect ourselves and one another in the midst of the global pandemic of COVID-19 coronavirus. All of our worship and program schedules are suspended for in-person gatherings until the end of this month, when our session will reevaluate the many needs of our community. As we find creative ways to gather this week, we begin many of our regular meeting and teaching programs available virtually. Your deacons and pastors are available to help with any spiritual needs you may have in this deeply distressing time. That contact information can be found in our church newsletter, First Matters. You will be updated through our newsletter about our programs in the upcoming days. You can also receive updates through our social media on our Instagram account and Facebook page. Please remember that the work and ministry of the church is continuing during this time, and if you are able to make a contribution by sending a check or making a contribution online through our website, that help will be much appreciated. Friends, as we embark on this journey together, please know that we are here, and we are walking together even if we are at a bit of a distance. Although we don't know what our collective futures will hold, we know that God's love is forever present with us. So let us continue now in worship. Hear these opening sentences taken from Isaiah chapter 41. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. You shall seek those who contend with you, but you shall not find them. Those who war against you shall be as nothing at all. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, do not fear. I will help you.
Thank you.
A reading taken from the 27th Psalm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek God in God's temple. For in the day of trouble, the Lord will keep me safe in the Lord's dwelling. The Lord will hide me in the shelter of the Lord's sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At God's sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek God's face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Heavenly God, you are indeed our light and our salvation. You are the stronghold of our lives. You are the peace of our existence, which should give us reason to keep going. And yet we are having trouble at this time to know where best to go. We have to admit that we are indeed fearful. As we hear the words of the psalmist, we so desire to stand firm and wait on you. But we are already growing weary. We are already growing weary of not being able to have our usual routines, weary that we cannot see our friends and family and persons we usually do, and weary as we sit in worry about so many things we cannot begin to name them. We are afraid for ourselves, afraid for those in our city and around the world, and afraid that our new normal is not the plan we had for our lives. As we see the numbers grow, we pray for all of the areas around the world which have been affected by the COVID-19 coronavirus so far. Africa, the Americas, Eastern Mediterranean, Europe, Southeast Asia, Western Pacific, all of the world in need of your healing, Lord. All of the world in a day of trouble. all of the world seeking out hope in the midst of little hope. We lift up all of our leaders as they make decisions which impact so many in our collective world. Send your wisdom as we struggle to make decisions that help instead of hurt. God, how we need you. Help us to call out to you. Teach us to seek you out, even in the midst of our mundane homes as we sit waiting. We pray for those who don't have homes to wait in, for those who don't have the finances to stock up on food, for those who are in areas which have no health care, for those who have been affected by the virus much longer than those of us in the United States. Help us to wait with them and to find ways to help even when we ourselves feel helpless. We are waiting, God. And while it may appear that we are only waiting for it to be safe to resume our normal lives again, we are also trying our best to wait for you, because you are there, Lord, and we are here. Although our minds are elsewhere, our hearts are more present than ever. Our hearts are waiting for your presence so that we might not be so lonely. God, we know you give us hope, hope that there is more than only ourselves, hope that this too shall pass, hope that even amidst the anxiety and fear, even amidst the isolation and quiet, even amidst all sorts of different perspectives, you will not separate from us. Help us to remember that you are indeed our light and our salvation. And there is absolutely nothing to fear. Because as long as we have you, we have the strength of more than a million angels. We have your infinite love. We have an abundance of hope. We have everything we need. Help us to remember this, Lord, because we know that we are not alone. As we remember that you are ever present with us, Lord, we remember the comforting and the familiar words which your Son Jesus taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Friends, as you go about the rest of your day, we pray here at First Church that you feel loved and cared for always. Our prayers are with you. And we are just an email or a call away. May you remember that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen.